So everybody take a deep breath. Exhale. Let's try to get over the search of Donald Trump's home. I mean, now he and Garrett, the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, are in a high-profile match of some sort. And I can't say what sort it is, because if I said it, I'd get once again whacked by the AARP cancel culture squad. But Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, is asked a judge to release the search warrant authorizing the search for documents at Trump's Mar-a-Lago club and at his home in Florida. And these search warrants are usually confidential, especially when there's not been an arrest. And they're confidential for a couple of reasons. One is that releasing a search warrant might reflect law enforcement techniques or reveal the existence of witnesses who they want to keep private and out of harm's way if they can. And it might compromise the ongoing investigation. A search warrant could take place years before criminal charges are ultimately brought. A second reason that they're kept confidential is that, a search warrant is not an arrest warrant. And so in the same way that federal grand jury proceedings are secret to protect the reputation, at least in part, of those being investigated, so too arrest warrants. We don't want search warrants gratuitously thrown around in the public. Officers search your home looking for, evidence of a crime. You don't want your neighbors hearing that, because what are they going to conclude? That there must be a crime. So we've got this dispute. Trump has politicized the search of his home. The FBI's hands are tied because by rules of court and operation of law, search warrants are confidential. So Garland is going to a federal judge asking for permission to release to the public the warrant to try to detoxify the debate about it. In fact, just this minute, as I'm talking, a report has come through on social media, I think it's from the Associated Press, I'm not sure, that the FBI seized 11 sets of classified documents in Trump's Mar-a-Lago raid. They included some marked top secret and only meant to be available in special government facilities. These might include, agents removed roughly 20 boxes as well as a handwritten note, binders of photos, and the executive grant of clemency to his longtime advisor, Roger Stone. There were 4 sets of top secret documents, 3 sets of secret documents, and 3 sets of confidential documents. What does that mean? There's a grading system. There's some guy with stamps, a collection of stamps, super top secret, secret, confidential. And, there are memos that guide how to evaluate these things. And some poor soul sits there all day stamping them. Bam, 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 bam. And then they get shuffled into different corners, and your access to them is limited based on what you can see based on your own security classification. Critics say the government classifies too much to keep we the people from knowing what's going on about it. The bottom line is, though, the rule of law requires that you obey rules and that you challenge them in court if you don't like them, not that you decide they don't apply to you because you're Donald Trump. And so I read with a certain alarming sense of, is it disgust? Yeah, I don't know. You'll have to be the judge of that. I'm alarmed to read reports, as I read in The Atlantic, about how people, especially on the right, are suggesting that the search of Donald Trump's home is a prelude to civil war. It's not. I mean, where does this kind of rhetoric come from? I mean, Steve Bannon, of course, is in the mix. What would you expect? He's on his way to the Huskow for a while, and he's probably got to mobilize who he can. But here, Steve K. Bannon, Mr. Trump's one-time political advisor, called the FBI the Gestapo. Quote, we need to choke down the FBI and choke down the Justice Department. Michael Caputo, another Trump advisor, with this militant raid on Trump's home, we've become Russia. The FBI is the KGB. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, suggested the FBI might have planted the evidence against Trump. Dinesh D'Souza, right-wing guy who did the movie 2000 Mules, apparently attempting to prove that the 2020 election was stolen, writes, "The FBI, an organization set up to fight organized crime, has become the most powerful organized crime syndicate in the world. We now need to carry the fight against organized crime to its logical conclusion. Shut down the FBI and prosecute this gang of dangerous criminals." Fox News commentator Jesse Waters, "How do we know they're not planting evidence right now? I'm angry. I feel violated. The whole country feels violated. It's disgusting. They've declared war on us, and now it's game on." Sebastian Gorka on Salem Radio called it a declaration of war. Monica Crowley, who worked in the administration, "This is it. This is the hill to die on." Mark Levin, a right-wing radio talk show host who wishes he had one-tenth of my talent, charm, and intelligence, says, "This is the worst attack on this republic in modern history, period." Steve Miller called it an abomination. "We are living in a situation where the FBI has become a Praetorian guard from Rome, where they take it upon themselves to decide who wields power in this country." Come on, guys. The worst attack in our country's history? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I, you know, what was 9/11? You know, urban renewal by means of what? Jet fuel? You know, this sort of rhetoric is not helpful. And of course, of course, of course, Donald Trump is stirring the pot. So we've got Stop the Steal because he lost the election. And now we got they planted the evidence on me. And by the way, some of these documents are allegedly, there are reports pertain to nuclear secrets, secrets about our nuclear security, you know, generally crown jewels of the security apparatus. You can be a Freedom of Information hawk, as I am, but still believe that those are secrets that are best kept from nefarious hands. So Donald, here's a memo to you. I voted for you in 2016. If I had voted in 2020, I would have voted for you then. I might even hold my nose and do it now, but sit down and shut up, please. Seriously, you are doing the republic more harm than good. Every time somebody accuses you of something, your response shouldn't be, "But you did it too." That's called the tu quoquam, the you too argument. It's not persuasive. Shut up, Donald. It's time to retire and move on. Let the republic heal. WICC 600 AM, 107.3 FM, WICC600.com if you're live streaming. Before the break, we were talking about the reaction in the right-wing press in particular to the search of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago place. And I want to continue on with that. And, you know, Charles from Oxford, we lost you in the break. Call back. We're standing by. We want to hear from you. That's why we give you the number 203-333-WICC. I mean, sure, I could talk at you all day long, but what am I going to learn if that happens? That I'm a blowhard and that I could, you know, that I could talk the ear off a Dumbo? I really do want to hear from you because often I think I'm missing something. Let's continue with this discussion of the right's reaction to the search of Mar-a-Lago. Here's Bannon telling my client, Alex Jones, quote, "I do not think it's beyond this administrative deep state and their deep state apparatus to try to work on the assassination of Donald Trump." Seriously, Steve? Come on. And then here's Bernie Kerik. Now, you know, Bernie is not normally one who's known to, you know, kind of cavort with the, you know, cavort with the Kevorkians. Listen to what he has to say. This is the former police commissioner of New York, the top cop, as it were. "I'm going to tell you something. I'm not into conspiracies. I'm not into anti-government rhetoric," Kerik said. "This is the first time in my life that I would say I'm deathly afraid for Donald Trump. I would not put assassination beyond these people." Carrie Lake, running for governor of FBI, called the FBI's search of Trump's home one of the darkest days in American history. "The day our government, originally created by the people, turned against us. This illegitimate, corrupt regime hates America and has weaponized the entirety of the federal government to take down President Trump." Representative Lori Boebert, "This Gestapo crap," that wasn't me, that was her, "this is Gestapo crap. It will not stand." Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, "This is the rogue behavior of communist countries, not the United States of America. These are the types of things that happen in countries during civil war. Defund the FBI." Man, I thought I was a blowhard, you know. I know I get wound up, and maybe I lost my way a little bit yesterday and overreacted to reports of, you know, the FBI agents being, or IRS agents carrying guns and being prepared to use deadly force. Anne Marie from Stratford called in and asked me to take a deep breath, and I did, but I'm still wound up. But I ain't half as wound up as these guys. What do you think? Do you really think that the search of Donald Trump's home for top secret documents that he'd been fighting with the National Security, or the National Archives, rather, about for months, apparently, to return and hadn't. Do you really think a search for those documents means that the Republic is ending? Do you? I want to hear it if you do. I want to hear it from one of you. 203-333-WICC. I don't want to hear it from one of these knuckleheads who's racing for ratings. You know, you get the impression that there's a pack of 15, 20, maybe 30 talking heads in the right, and they're all competing with one another for clickbait. They want to see who can be the most influential, and they measure their influence in terms of something called clout. There used to be a social media application called clout. And what it would do, it would be to measure your reach, how much people engaged with your social media content, how widely it was spread, how many times it was repeated and or liked. And I saw perfectly good lawyers boasting on their blog pages about their clout scores. These are people who should be going into court and fighting for people's liberty, or should be working to help advance individuals' interests. What they're doing is they're using metrics to determine how broad their engagement is and how broad their reach. So I'd say these 25 or 30 talking heads on the right are out there pouring gasoline on what isn't even a fire. You know, they're huffing and puffing, trying to blow the matches into a flame to get us all wound up. For what? For what? Honestly, look out the window right now. Don't look at the television. Turn off the radio unless you're listening to WICC 600 AM 107.3 FM, WICC600.com, and Ma or Paul Pacelli, who's coming next, or Lisa Wexler earlier in the day. You want to talk to people that you know or you think you know, that live in your community, that make it their business to know what's going on around town, to talk about it with you. There is not an FBI-led coup going on in this country, period. The search of Donald Trump's home was publicized by Donald Trump. The narrative, and it wouldn't have been a matter of public record if he had not chosen to take it to the airwaves. So he did what he always does. Bad news came, and he blamed the bearer of bad tidings. The FBI came. If they found something, it's because they planted it. That's what he's going to say, and he's already saying it. My lawyers weren't permitted to watch the search. Well, nothing news there. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of searches are conducted every day in the United States, and almost none of them make the news. So there's Donald Trump getting ready to run for 2024, appealing to we deplorables, people like me who believe there's a crisis in this country and we're looking for somebody to speak for us. But I don't want, and excuse me, plug your ears if you're with the AARP, I don't want that fat bastard speaking for me anymore. Let me just put it out there, okay? Donald, enough is enough. I'm done hearing about Stop the Steal. I'm done hearing about 2020. It's 2 years ago. There's another election coming. If you can't return the documents you were entrusted to manage, and the FBI's got to go searching for them, that's on you, pal. And don't tell me that, you know, the New York Attorney General's office ginned up your tax returns. We all know you're an edge player. How many times have you gone bankrupt? And is it possible in this country to be a conservative? Is it possible in this country to be concerned about identity politics? Is it possible in this country to be worried about where the country's headed without having to listen to the siren song of that obese idiot? Donald Trump, shut up. Now, I know that not everybody out there agrees with me, and he doesn't either, and I'm probably costing myself an opportunity to represent him in any of his growing criminal cases, the growing number of criminal cases against him, and I'll live with that. There comes a point where people of goodwill have to stand up and be counted, and I will stand with anybody who says, I don't think January 6th was an insurrection. I'll stand with anybody who's sick of hearing about critical race theory. I'll stand with anybody who says, hey, I'll stand with anybody who says this country's headed in the wrong direction. But I don't think that Donald Trump's taken us in the right direction. Do you? And maybe you do, Ralph. Ralph from Naugatuck, you're on the line. Bridgeport, sorry about that.
No, it's Ralph from Bridgeport. Listen, I just came in, and I caught your last several minutes, and you described perfectly the situation with Donald Trump. And how now you're archived with Law and Legitimacy, correct?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but wasn't the beginning part of your broadcast, wasn't that a repeat?
It was, yeah, because I had to go to court. It might surprise you to learn that I actually make a living as a lawyer. And
no,
so every
no,
now
no.
and then, you know, yeah, every now and then I got to be there, yeah.
But I think it's great, though, how you could have just relied on the whole 2 hours being a repeat, yet because you're loyal to your listeners as well, you got a live broadcast then.
Well, you know, I mean, I'll tell you something. This is going to sound, maybe it's a poor reflection on me. I need this show because I am so troubled about what's going on in the country. I want to talk to you and anybody else who will call because I want us to build a community of people who are devoted to common sense. And maybe we can find leaders that we can get behind and back. And maybe we can create a common sense political party in this country that puts both the Democrats and Republicans to shame. Because in the history of the Republic, there have been what are known as critical realignments of the parties when the public got fed up with what they were doing. And I think you're fed up with people. I know I am. And so
yes.
I was I didn't think I had to go to this hearing today. And one of the lawyers that worked for me said, I think you got to be there. And I said, show me the order. So he showed me the order and I looked up the rule. And so I had to put on a shirt and tie, but because it was a Zoom meeting and I still have the jacket and tie on, but I'm sitting here in gym shorts in my office, the suit and tie on. And I didn't know if I'd be back, but when I got back, I saw, there's a lot going on. I want to hear from you.
Well, so, you know what? You're so correct because I'm 62. I hate what's become, like you said, let's have a common sense party. Let's get back. You know, there was a time when Democrats and Republicans got along.
Yeah.
And look, I just find it scary. I am a registered, unaffiliated. I'm very conservative, but I wasn't a fan of Mr. Trump's. I had my reasons. I mean, the thing is, the way that these people, they have this slavish devotion to him. Ted Cruz said, and I quote, when they were in the debates over who was going to be the Republican nominee, Donald Trump is a liar. He doesn't know the difference between the truth and a lie. Every lie that comes out of his mouth, he's a pathological liar. And Donald Trump is totally amoral. And then he went after my wife, Heidi, said she wasn't pretty enough. And then when he gets elected, Ted Cruz is licking his boots. And like you said, Paul Pacelli made this clear. He was asked time and time again by the DOJ, Department of Justice, President Trump, you have to return those documents.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a crybaby who never takes responsibility for anything. And to think that most of those people that got arrested at the insurrection, Mr. Pattis, they had clean records. Look what he goaded them into doing. He told a lie for over a month that Mike Pence could turn over the election. They were so enraged. Somebody took the time to build a hanging gallows and bring it in on a truck. There's no doubt in my mind they would have hung Mike Pence if they got a hold of him.
I don't know about that. I mean, if you look at that gallows, it's kind of loosely constructed. It couldn't hold my dog. It didn't. Listen,
well, I'm sure they would have hurt Mike Pence in some way. But I'm just saying.
Maybe, but mobs are dangerous.
Him, and
so we're running close, short
right.
of time. I don't mean to cut you off.
You'll
always know where to find me here Monday through whatever today is, Friday, noon to 2. Respond to this. We got a caller who this is just typed to me because we couldn't get to everybody today.
Okay.
I find it disgusting that all of this is happening to President Trump, but they're treating Hillary Clinton like royalty despite the email situation. All of this is just because of politics and the fury is going to run and win in 2024. It's just disgraceful. You know, I can't say I disagree with that, but I'm not sure how much I agree with
it. But you
What's
mentioned something in regards to that when you said it's the, well, if they did it too, there's some kind of a
two Copeland. Yeah.
Look it. He was told he had chances. Look, Hillary Clinton, I'm not a fan of hers either, but she did go through 8 House investigations when the Republicans had the majority. So, but that doesn't give him a right to do what he does.
Well, but and Trump has survived all these Democratic investigations. You know, our politicians reflect us.
No,
Trump is the canary. Wait, we're going to have to cut that music. Means I got to find a way to wrap it up and hopefully gracefully. Donald Trump is a canary in the coal mine. Folks, we got to dig our way out together. You're listening to WICC 600 AM, 107.3 FM, WICC600.com. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. Listen to Paul Pacelli. Talk to you Monday.